I'm Walt Nidola with Look at What's Going On in Our Community. It's time once again for an update with our friends at Marquette Algeresa. And today, Mark Evans and I speak with Andrea Knack. She's a program administrator with the agency to find out more about the Superior Shores Day Treatment Program. Here's Andrea Knack.
Superior Shores is an educational program that combines academics and mental health support for students that are struggling with behavioral health and mental health needs in our local districts. And we provide an intensive therapeutic classroom for these students. So we are a collaboration between Marquette Algeresa and Great Lakes Recovery Center to provide the academics and therapeutic support to kiddos.
Is the goal to then move them back into the classroom from which they came, or is it, what is the goal?
Yes, absolutely. Great question. Our goal is not to keep these students forever. Our goal is a short-term intensive therapeutic supportive environment where they can learn the regulation needs, the coping skills that they need, so then they can transition right back to their local district.
Can you tell me a little bit about, you say, you know, keep them. Do you have them at the Marquette Algeresa facility in Marquette? Where do you do this with the students?
We actually have a standalone building out on M28 mm-hmm. where we have a couple of classrooms that house our program.
Okay, so how did this come to be?
Well, this came out of an initiative through the UP Wellness Task Force. So a group of community members that came together and identified this as an area of need for our students.
How is a student, I guess, identified for something like that, for lack of a better term? I know that's probably not the best word for it here, but how does a student wind up in, I mean, is it through the parents? Is it the teachers? Combination of things? How does that happen?
Well, it is part of an IEP team process decision. So these students are special education students. They're receiving special education support in their local district. So it really is a team decision.
When we talk about this program, it is for certain students that have these needs identified to showcase or tell them how to operate and mainstream back into a classroom. But what is the typical day for the student? What is the typical day like?
Well, at Superior Shores, we follow a traditional school day calendar or time frame, but essentially it's a very intensive supportive program where they are getting both their academics and therapeutic support. And mm-hmm. that comes in the form of individual therapy, group therapy. We even have families that come in for family therapy.
I would think that this is no 2 days are alike and no 2 students are alike. So I'm very doubtful that there's a one size fits everything.
You are absolutely correct. It is very individualized to meet the needs of the child.
You mentioned these various therapies and treatment options and things like that. That means you are collaborating with many different groups. You mentioned Great Lakes Recovery and such, but tell me a little bit more about some of the folks, the players in this process.
Sure thing. Well, we are a collaboration between Marquette Algeresa and Great Lakes Recovery, but we also work very closely with a lot of local mental health providers, as well as all of our 13 local districts in our 2-county region.
So we're talking about basically transitioning a student from the classroom to this program back to the classroom, which is the ultimate goal. I'm going to make a guess here, and if I'm wrong, please tell me I'm wrong. I'm guessing that this is more elementary student age because trying to identify these things early, or is that incorrect?
Well, that's a great question. Currently, we are 5th grade through 12th grade, so we are that upper elementary, middle, and high school, but the plan is to ultimately expand to lower grades.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about, do you have a goal moving forward with this program? Continuing to grow it, to develop it? What's on the works?
We do. Our hope is that we can not only expand our program, but continue to advocate for sustainable funding so that we can even replicate this model throughout the state of Michigan.
If people want to find out more about the Superior Shores Day Treatment Program as you've run through Marquette Algeresa, how can they get some more information?
The best place would be to go to our website, marisa.org. That will have all the information about our program as well as my contact information.
That's Andrea Knack with Marquette Algeresa. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelof.